It is time for Arts Live and Local. We're going to start the program with the Astoria Music Festival, and we're going to end the program with the Astoria Music Festival with the some Wagnerians and our wonderful pianist, Carrie Lewis, who is here every year. So have a listen to the North Coast Symphonic Band and enjoy a fabulous weekend and weeks coming up. Music by the North Coast Symphonic Band, and here to tell you what you're listening to and why you're listening to it today on Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host, by the way. Thanks so much for being here. And Halifax, I hope you're with us. I hope you're coming in for the Astoria Music Festival. Well, maybe. So Lee Stromquist is here, and Lee used to be a regular guest on this show. Ooh.
I've been on hiatus.
You have. I'm so glad you're back. And actually, you're wearing two hats for tonight's show.
Yes.
North Coast Symphonic Band and String of Pearls Big Band.
No, that's actually a combo. It's a six-piece combo tonight.
So you go by no name? Is that
no,
it?
Well, the String of Pearls are invited to play tonight, which is a combo. I don't think the people who wrote the ad knew what we were, but they invited us anyway. And we ran into the college graduation tonight, and two of our members do that every year, and that's a paid gig. So we've been looking for replacements, so it's about half String of Pearls and half recruits.
Okay, so tell me, what does that mean when you say a combo? What is it?
Well, in our case, it's a piano, bass, and drums. Could include a guitar, but ours is up at the college tonight. And some solo instruments and often a vocalist. And tonight, Denise Reed is our vocalist. So.
Speaking of which, here she is. Hi, Denise.
Hi. How are you doing, Carol?
And Denise Reed is here. I just learned that from Lee that she's going to be singing
tonight.
Yeah,
we were keeping that kind of under.
Yeah. Well, you're out now.
Out now.
Like it or not. Denise is actually here. I invited her here because she is the director and conductor of the North Coast Chorale. And the North Coast Chorale is one of the acts tonight also.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're doing some of our things from our spring concert, featuring some magnificent soloists that we have in the group also, and opera to Broadway. So we're going to do three numbers from opera and three Broadway numbers.
Excellent. And then do you either of you know what else is happening tonight? I think we were going to have a Fisher poet. Is that?
Yes.
There is a Fisher poet.
Is one of
right.
our Fisher poets coming in? Right. I'm not sure if it's Jay Speakman or who it is, but they're all wonderful, so that's a nice. The whole idea is that the this town has become a mecca for the Astoria Music Festival, along with several other festivals. including next week's Scandinavian Festival and the Tenor Guitar Festival a couple of weeks ago. But the Asturian Music Festival is running 3 weeks. And a lot of folks in town do take part. Many of them take part by volunteering their homes. They take care of the guests. Of course, they attend. And then some of the locals take part by actually performing. So I don't know whose decision it was, but the idea is that tonight is super special because it's Asturia on stage. And this is actually the first night of
the festival. Keith's idea.
Great.
to feature people from Asturia for the first night for this concert. And I think there might be a surprise visit of Deke Guidi, who is an Asturian vocalist.
Right.
Par excellence.
Absolutely. A baritone. We say diva. Do we say Devo?
I don't
think I've ever heard it.
There is a group called Devo, but I don't think that's what we say.
Okay. We'll have to ask Deke what he would like to be called.
Right.
And then the North Coast Symphonic Band is also performing.
Yeah, we're ending the program, actually. We're going to end the program with Stars and Stripes Forever tonight.
Ah, leading into your concert next month. Don't you have your big
July 3rd at the Liberty and the 4th in Cannon Beach.
Right,
in the park there.
Nice. So this is kind of like a preview of what's coming.
It is.
What else are you going to be playing?
Well, one of the pieces we're going to do, you just played on the recording there. The marching song. We're doing some Copland, which has several of his works from major works. For example, there's a section of the Red Pony Suite and things like that. We're also doing, my son Alan is being featured doing parts of the horn concerto. Can't even think of the name of it right. But anyway, major concerto. Strauss 1 is what it is. And
does he live here still or no?
Oh, he lives halfway between Portland and here. He's traveling. He plays in Vancouver Symphony and teaches lessons in Vancouver and gigs all around Portland.
Are you proud of him?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah.
Second generation.
And he also plays in the music festival primary orchestra, too.
Oh, okay. So he'll be here for the
next few
weeks.
He's here for 2 weeks for a change.
And he has a ready-made host family, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's terrific. What about Strings of Pearl? Have you figured out what you're going to play since you're...
Well, we have some Gershwin tunes and a couple jazz standards, things that most people are familiar with. We're going to end our program with Friends. What are you singing, Denise?
Yeah,
I can't remember
titles. That'd be good hope we both know
we
what we're
singing.
We
had a rehearsal, honestly.
We did have a rehearsal.
Well, I think part of the problem here is you're doing two different groups.
Yeah, I'm getting old and can't remember
anything. And you're
getting old.
You might hear words from North Coast Chorale singing what I'm singing.
That would be very interesting, Denise. You got plenty of words to fill in with in case you lose something.
Sure.
That's great. Do you know what you're singing?
Yeah, I'm doing the Can't Take That Away From Me.
Oh, wow.
And there's another one I'm saying, too.
Do nothing till you hear from me.
No, that's not it.
No?
Someone to watch
over. Oh, there you go.
Okay. It's going to be a fun concert, folks.
You
can see that for sure. And as I mentioned before, there will be coffee and cookies. And this performance is going to benefit the PAC.
Right.
Partners for the PAC will be benefiting from whatever money comes in for this at the door. So come on along, get your tickets, get started with the Asturia Music Festival, and know that Asturia it's not just the home of the Asturia Music Festival, it's also a very integral part. The artists here are a very integral part. What else is the North Coast Chorale doing with the Asturia Music Festival?
They are singing with the apprentices the chorus from the first act of Otello. And that's going to be on the 22nd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to hear more about what's going on at the Astoria Music Festival. As I said, assuming the traffic doesn't hold them up, we have Carrie Lewis, who knows everything, and we also have the esteemed tenor from the Wagner, which is tomorrow night, and that is Alan Glassman from the Metropolitan Opera. He's going to be here in this studio. So stay tuned, stay supportive of the arts, because that's how these things happen, don't you think? I mean, you've been plugging away, Lee, forever.
Ever, yeah.
teaching here, teaching music.
Absolutely.
For 30 years. Your wife also taught. And I think it pays off. Denise, how long have you been here?
In Astoria or in the area? In Astoria, I've just lived for a couple of years, but I've been with the North Coast Chorale since 2007.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I think each one of these things builds on the other, mm-hmm. and people have confidence. There are enough talented people here and enough people interested in
the
arts.
Right.
And so they're not afraid to bring folks from all over
right.
the country.
And we want to keep our young people interested in the arts. That's a real focus now with things happening with the schools. We want to keep young people involved in arts.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing we'll be having on Saturday mornings. We'll be having some
programs for children.
For children. Mm-hmm. So that will be great. Okay, so tonight's show starts at 7:30 p.m. And it's open seating, so if you know where you like to sit, you might want to come a little early and get your favorite seat and schmooze with everybody else and then enjoy a very rich and full program. Thanks,
mm-hmm. well,
Denise
thank
Reed
you, Carol.
And Lee Stromquist from North Coast Chorale, North Coast Symphonic Band, and String of Pearls Combo, sort of. Is that right?
I guess. It's not a big band. Yet.
It's not a big band. It's a medium band.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to tell them to break a leg because it's music. I'm not quite sure how we do this. I have a piece lined up from my next guest, and that is Jill Trenholm, who now lives in Ocean Park. You may have seen Jill in various performances at Red Hair, which was a venue run by Scott Dougherty, who is also here with us. Have a listen and stay tuned.
Truth hit, a ton of bricks fell. She went wishing far away, searching for well. And in the fog of it all, in the tightening of this twist, she looked forward, looking back on all of this. Once her mind was made up, she knew her path would be hard. So she polished her armor and shined up her sword. She decided not to think of all the things she would miss. She looked forward, looking back on all of this. And the healing stars shone in the healing night sky, and the earth rolled around another day. And the way she got through was one breath at a time. She kept breathing till she was breathing fine. Well, the battle was a rugged war, raged in her heart. She often felt torn up and broken. And when she knew she couldn't sleep, she still turned out the light and looked forward, looking back on the night. And the healing stars shone in the healing night sky, and the earth pain till she was breathing fine.
Well, that's that beautiful song is written and sung by my guest, Jill Trenholm. And I remember the first time I heard it. Ooh, it brings tears to my eyes even now. I mean, just woo, I love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And if you listen to the words, you'll understand. So Jill is here and Scott Dougherty. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, good to have you both back here. What a treat. Yeah. And Jill even brought her parents from
Roy, Utah.
From Utah.
Yes.
All the way just to be on KMUM. But they're sitting out in the rotunda. So that's just fine. But so you are now going to be doing a concert tomorrow.
Correct.
7 o'clock at the Peninsula Arts Center. We have to differentiate. We have two PACs. We have the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. Now we have the Peninsula Arts Center in Long Beach. And it's a sweet, sweet venue, and now it's become an art gallery as well. So they've got art hung on the walls. Does this sound familiar, Scott?
Yeah, that's a crazy idea, isn't it? Who would think of it?
Who would think of that? Well, how I met Jill is because of Scott. When did you put Red Hair together?
Red Hair was opened in 2008.
Okay.
In the summer of, or just before the summer of 2008.
Okay. Well, it was a wonderful venue, and Scott brought artists in from all over. L.A., there were a whole bunch of them that came up from L.A. who still send music our way. And Jill was one of the gems, and she is relatively local.
Yes, so, I am now.
And are you actually living on the peninsula?
I am. I'm living in Ocean Park.
Wow. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. So what are you doing these days?
Lots of artwork. Yeah.
You studied poetry and music and journaling. Did you also study visual arts?
I studied art and music when I was in college. And I always tell everybody that I became a really, really, really good waitress.
you had all the credentials.
I did. It was really good. Yeah. So yeah, I'm actually working on a children's book series right now.
Oh, excellent! Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'll have to bring you back for.
I would love to talk about
too.
That too. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Now, this piece was written what year?
Let's see. I think that was 3 years ago, maybe.
Is it?
8, 9, 10, 11. Anyway.
We lose track.
Yeah, we do lose track. But
have you been writing much music since? Or
yes,
mostly
for my children's book series also includes music. So I'm writing for a children's music program as well.
Explain that, please.
Well, the name of my project is called Jirina's Journey, and it's a series of collectible treasure books. And it also includes a children's music program where I go and teach kids what it means to practice kindness and how to do it.
Oh, wow.
There's so many
now,
games.
What did you say the name is?
Jirina's Journey.
How do you spell that?
J-I-R-I-N-A. Jirina's Journey.
Jirina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a first for you, doing children's?
For children's books, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How does that differ from all the rest of the writing you do?
Well, I'm used to writing songs, so they're, you know, where you take a lot of meaning and put it into few words, and writing a book is, you need a lot of words. So,
but writing for children, one tends to condense anyway.
Sure,
what age group are we talking about?
Well, the first 7 books that are written for small kids, and they're in rhyme, and that goes in with my music program too, so it fits with the music. I'll play my guitar while I narrate the stories.
Oh, God, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow night, you will be doing adult music? Is that
The grown-up stuff, yeah.
However, one does not need to be over 21 to come.
That's true.
Certainly not. Yeah. It's easily can be a family affair.
Absolutely.
And the Peninsula Arts Center is at 504 Pacific Avenue, Long Beach. If you just stay on that main drag, we'll see it. It's on the right. It's small, though, so watch for it. And they're having lots of good and exciting. But this is, I understand, the beginning of the local artist series.
That's what I understand,
so it's
too.
A good thing you moved here.
It is a good thing.
Otherwise, you wouldn't qualify.
Yeah, and I'm honored. Yeah.
How long have you been writing music?
Oh, gosh. I started writing songs probably when I was 17, right around there, 16, 17, 18. And then there was quite a dry spell there for a while. I raised two kids and had a life. And then then I ended up single, and the kids were grown and gone. And I decided I was going to just dive into music. And that's when I really started writing a lot.
But somewhere in there, you went and studied visual arts as well. So were you doing visual arts as well?
Yes, I go back and forth. I actually have done quite a bit of product design and development for companies like Teleflora, the flower company.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, how you have something left after the flowers are gone. So I was designing that something, like a teapot or cookie jar.
You know, we may be able to use you here at KMUN. The pay is... less than, it's zero, basically. Let's be honest. We're all volunteers. But you don't have to waitress tables.
Right. I'm for that, too.
Make your art. You will be playing guitar and singing.
Yes.
And what's this guy over here going to be doing?
Scotty is going to be playing keyboards.
Okay.
Yep. I'm excited to have him play.
That is great.
I love playing with her.
I know.
Great.
I remember seeing, and you knew that then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Scott, what's your background in music?
Oh, gosh, I've been playing since I was 6, 7.
Keyboard?
No, I started out on guitar, and then in high school I played drums.
Oh?
Throughout I played piano, but it wasn't as... didn't get the girls, so I pretty much, and then I realized I wasn't as good on the guitar as the ones who were getting the girls, so I figured, what the hell, I'll just...
might as well play
piano. Just play piano. So.
Well, tell me, though, besides the girls, did you find that you preferred piano, and if so, why? I mean, I can just imagine, because I've seen you play with your hair flying all over the place, and your hands banging down there, not banging, but... very selectively. He's a fabulous, fabulous keyboardist. But that's, you know.
More music. I've always heard more in my head, and being a little OCD and a lot ADD.
What a combo.
I want to hear it the way I hear it in my head. Mm-hmm. And the closest I can get to that, I was able to get to that when I was growing up, was on a piano. Because I could get more of I could hear the bass and I could hear the middle and the lead instruments.
Interesting.
And so it was more, it was actually more gratifying that way for me. And that's why I kind of stuck with it.
I had no idea of the answer, but that's exactly what my question was, why you chose that. Because many people who play piano choose something that's a little more mobile.
Right. And that is definitely, and as I age a bit, the regret of not, you know, taking up the harmonica when I was a kid is the piccolo, you know, would have been a little better. But but no, it's, and even worse, my favorite instrument to play is a Hammond B3 organ, which is the heaviest instrument known to rock and roll.
Right, and you're not going to be carrying it around.
And if you have friends backstage, they are really friends because they help you carry.
Otherwise,
that
they
beast.
Won't stick around.
No. That's it. Yeah.
And you played professionally for a while. Is
I've
that
played
right?
most of my life. I've very only for a short amount of time have I ever been employed by someone else. And so I've toured a lot, and I've played with a lot of different people over the years. And
anybody we know?
I've played with a few. You're trying to get me to spill. I've played with a few large bands. I was I played with 10,000 Maniacs for a while, and was one of the founding members of a very popular boy band called Lifehouse. Before they were popular, because with me they wouldn't be a popular boy band anymore. They'd be a boy band plus an old guy on the keyboard. So
tell me something with the title 10,000 Maniacs. which, you know, is a name that we know, but
yes,
that goes along with the hair swinging too. Is that, you know, sort of when it developed, or have you been doing that?
Oh, no, I've been doing that a long time. And it's funny because I've tried, very interesting that you bring that up, because when I was with 10,000 Maniacs, it was right after I cut all my hair off.
Oh.
And it was horrible. I hated it because I was getting whiplash a lot more because there wasn't anything to buffer the movement. No, I started with that with a lady named Kate Miner. I played with her for years. Her husband, David Miner, who played with Leon Russell for years. And I got the nickname of Animal. Hmm. The Muppet, or yeah,
oh.
And even though it wasn't drums, it was because I moved like
I
that.
I have to say that yeah. Jill has long hair too, but she doesn't do that.
No,
she's a lot more reserved.
She's more sophisticated.
Yeah,
she's a lot more sophisticated.
I was wondering, are you going to be doing that tomorrow night?
No.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, on the last song, we'll do the Drunk Girl song.
We'll do the Drunk Girl song.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there
or Oregon.
So if this is Jill's gig, though, so she gets to call the shots.
She calls the shots. I'm her side man.
Headbanging on the Drunk Girl song, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Kids, out there, this is happening at 7 o'clock at the Peninsula Arts Center. Jill, you're going to stick around here. You're going to keep writing music. We're going to definitely connect you up with, because we do a lot of children's programming here.
Great, yeah.
We have 5 nights of bedtime stories. We have Saturday morning kids' music and stories, and Skinnamarink, and you will be
perfect.
Whoa, Debbie Twombly
to
is gonna jump on you, so
yeah. Let's do it.
It's gonna be great. But meantime, folks, I can attest that and you heard the one song that always brings tears to my ears, but Jill has written a lot of it. Seems to be autobiographical too. I know The Key is another one that
that's a song about going through my grandparents' house for the very last time and looking at all their things and realizing that nothing really lasts forever but your memories.
Yeah. Okay. So it's sort of universal truths,
mm-hmm.
but the way Jill puts the words and the music and the delivery together, I highly, highly recommend. So catch her tomorrow night. Or do you have a website or
something? I do. It's okay. JillTrenholm.com.
Spell Trenholm.
T-R-E-N-H-O-L-M.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check her out, she's right across the river, so easy to find now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of you around the area.
Thanks.
So that's great. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jill Trenholm, with her side man, Scott Dougherty, playing tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., Peninsula Arts Center, 504 Pacific Avenue, Long Beach, on the peninsula. And 504 is also the name of their gallery these days. This is the Local Artistic Series. And have a wonderful have a wonderful time with your folks as well.
Thank you.
All
we
the way from
are,
Utah.
Yeah.
That's great. You went to college in Utah, didn't you?
I did. Utah State.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much
Thanks,
for coming
Carol.
In.
Thanks, Carol.
See
great
you
seeing
soon.
You again.
And again, this area is so very, very rich with individuals, groups. People come here because they know that we appreciate the arts. And this is KMUN. Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, 91.9, 89.5, your community radio station that definitely appreciates the arts. This is Carol, your host. I'm glad to be here. And I've got some music coming up from Bill Stidell. If that name sounds familiar or not, listen to the music. And then I have Paul Duber coming in to tell us what the music is, and about the Hootenanny in Cannon Beach coming up tomorrow night also.
Pony red with fur so soft to ride upon. Take him with you when you go, he's a magic one. Feed him dreams and thoughts of love and deeds to come. And when the world unchains its dragons, then ride him, son. When you were young and asked to have a tiny light, because dragons came to play upon your bed at night. People laughed and told you that was make-believe, not real. Don't imagine such things and they'll go away. That's what they say. Don't imagine such things and they'll go away. Well, they tossed and turned and twisted all through the night. They hissed and roared, bellowed flames, gave you such a fright. Well, now what were you to do with dragons such as these? What were you to do? Well, then a pony red with fur so soft to ride upon came to stand beside you waiting for night to come. You fed him dreams and thoughts of love and deeds to come. Riding him, you chased those dragons away, my son. A dragon mean with eyes of green, we called him hate. And that dragon fierce with flame of pain, we called him war. Well, your pony's real, so ride him, son, as hard as you can. Ride him, oh, ride him, my son. A pony red with fur so soft to ride upon. Take him with you when you go, he's a magic one. Feed him dreams and thoughts of love, deeds to come. And when the world enchains its dragons, then ride him, son. When the world enchains its dragons, then oh, ride him, son.
Wow, that is very, very special. And I'm going to let my guest tell you all about it and why it's even more special than you might realize. So Paul Duber is here. And many of you, if you saw Paul, even if the name doesn't ring the bell, if you saw him, you'd say, oh, God, I've seen him on the coaster stage like every other day or something. But these days, I understand you're wearing, well, you're still doing theater, but you're not even.
Actually,
huh?
No. I've kind of put the theatrical mantle aside. And about 3 years ago, I picked up the guitar after about a 30-year hiatus.
Whoa.
And felt that I really wanted to get back into music, vocal, and picked it up and started playing again. And I had an opportunity at Lush, the wine bar in Cannon Beach.
Yes.
And played there. I had a regular gig there. And now it's changed into Cannon Beach Hardware and pub. And I won't use the.
So you can play, still play there, though.
Yeah, I still play there. I still play there.
I like that Lush idea, though. That was a fun title. So what made you decide to do that?
To pick up the guitar?
To switch over, yeah.
I'm not sure, Carol. It was, guitar and music has always been really special to me, and I've always really enjoyed singing. I'm not much of a guitarist, but I love to sing. And I always get together with some friends of mine who used to play back in the college days. And we had a group then that we toured.
Oh.
And we would get together over a six-pack of beer or a glass of single malt scotch. And whenever they came to the coast or I went to their location. And I finally decided, you know, I got to playing the guitar a little bit down in the basement. And I had, you know, I got to do this some more.
All
and
right.
It just worked out to go to Lush. And then once I got playing again. Whoops. Once I got playing in front of people again, then I said, you know, this is too much fun. I'm gonna do this for a while.
So are you singing mostly solo?
Most of the work that I'm doing right now is solo. I've got I on Thursday nights, and we're moving to Tuesday nights, by the way, at Cannon Beach Hardware and Pub. It's I usually cover the first hour to 2 hours solo. It's my gig. And then it's open mic.
Ah.
And we have a number of people that have been showing up at open mic. Some really, really wonderful, talented people.
Yeah, that's fun. So what are you playing on those? Are you writing anything or are you?
I have a disc that just came out this week that are all covers.
Okay.
As I say, we just released that this week. The disc that I'm now working on is all originals. And almost all of those were written about 30 years ago, with the exception of two that have been written within the last year. So
what's happening? Do you have a feeling that you're going to be writing music these days, or is it just the fun of singing?
It is the fun. For me, Carol, it's the fun of singing. Yeah. I so enjoy the music, and over the years I've picked up a number of songs that I really enjoy from various artists, and I've been just fortunate to be able to be with people and sing with them, and mm-hmm. this is the first opportunity that I've had to do solo work in a venue that's
mm-hmm.
mine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real treat for me.
Well, it's interesting because I don't think I've ever heard you sing, but you have a great speaking voice, and I'm coveting your voice for radio. You have a nice, mellow voice. I'm thinking, oh yeah, I can imagine that being voice too. Now, tell us. Let's first say, because regular listeners know this is an event-driven show, and so you are here because Cannon Beach is having a hootenanny.
We are having
Yeehaw!
A hootenanny. Yes, we are.
And it's tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at the Coaster Theater, and it says featuring Bill Stidell in Baga's Front Room. What are you talking about?
my maternal grandmother, May Germain, her nickname was Baga. And she lived right next door to us and at the beach in Cannon Beach. And every other month or so, the entire neighborhood, in fact, half the town, would get together at Grandma's or Baga's Front Room. And everybody would bring chips and dip and snacks and beer or wine or whatever. And we would start at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we'd play till 2 or 3 in the morning. And it was a song circle. And we just went around,
right.
And everybody sang songs. And this is the first place that I met Bill Stidell and Bill's music.
Is that how you say it, Stidell?
Stidell.
As opposed to Stidell. Okay, I better watch that one.
That's okay.
What year are you talking about for these?
This would have been
circles?
Back 1968, 69, 70, late 60s, early 70s.
And did Baga, your grandma, sing also? Or she just provided the space?
She's provided the space, and she drank the beer, and she tapped her toes furiously.
So she loved having
she
you all there.
She absolutely loved. Yeah, she was, and I was not living in town. And so part of it was when I came to town, that was often the catalyst for something like this, but...
Right, that's right. You are part of the clan, the Duber clan.
The infamous, yes.
The infamous, yes, as a matter of fact. And I think it was Meg, your sister Meg, is
yes,
that right?
My sister
and
Meg.
I were in a play together like 30, I think, way back.
Yes.
Way back.
Yes.
And then I discovered that she was part of this Cannon Beach
clan. Yes,
so,
yes.
The wonderful. So you've put together a massive wonderful group of musicians. Who's going to be playing? Let me see. I've got here Tomasian Trio, which is Richard Tomasian, otherwise known, a.k.a. Richard T.
Richard T, yes.
And Ray Coffey,
yes.
And Don Burgett.
Don Burgett, okay. Plays bass.
Okay, and Ray's been right here. He plays sax.
Saxophone, yes, he does.
Terrific. And our own Maggie Kitson belting it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, man.
I am so excited. I get to be on stage with Maggie Ooh-hoo. Kitson.
So are you all going to play at the same time?
What we're going to do with this, Carol, is we have each talent unit, if you will, is going to do their own 15 minutes, 3 to 4 songs. We'll take a break, and then I'll come in and I'll do my set, and then we'll have Bill Stidell come on and do his songs, and then we're going to do group single, and we want the audience involved. So Maggie and I and Bobcat Rice, we kind of divvied up some songs that we're all going to do that are really we want the audience involved. And then after that, we have permission from the theater, from Patrick, to actually use a theater for another hour to an hour and a half for Song Circle.
Oh.
And we're just going to keep on playing for anybody that wants to stay and join at that particular point. We're just going to open it up.
So it starts at 7 and goes until whenever.
Until whenever.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, who is this Bobcat Rice? I used to know a Bob Rice from Cannon Beach, but I'm sure it's not the same
it's
one.
It's not this, although Bobcat Rice bought Bob's house.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, isn't that?
Oh, that's wicked for the male
people. It is. That's
terrible.
Isn't that terrible?
Bob Rice.
Yeah, Bobcat. Bob is he is actually a professor of psychology in West Seattle. Mm. And I met Bob a number of years ago. He showed up at the Monday night jam session at the Legion Club. And he sat down and he played a couple of tunes. And I thought, oh, wow, I really enjoy this. And so I went up and went to one of his gigs up in Seattle at a coffee shop up there. And he and I struck up a friendship. And we are now the duo cats, if you will.
Yeah, nice.
And that he's Bobcat and I'm Polecat. So
and
I'm not sure how I got that one, but I think I ended up on the short end of the tail
good.
On that one.
Well, now what's Jay Speakman and Gary Kieske going to be doing?
Jay Speakman is actually going to be playing with Tomasian and Maggie.
Oh, of course, he plays
harmonica,
mouth harp.
And
yes.
He will also be joining me with my group. He's our harmonica player.
Wow. Nice.
Let's see, who else we got there?
I see Ken Hardy, Michael Corey. Some of these I don't know. Bill Gaylord. I know Dave Quentin.
Gary Kieske plays the violin, and
right,
Gary Kieske,
Gary.
Dave Quentin, and Bill Hayes are
Bill
the
Hayes,
Coconuts, and they play in the area a lot. That's who the Coconuts are, and Bill was not able to play, so Dave and Gary wanted to be involved, so they're going to be sidemen for anybody who needs them, and actually Gary will be playing a violin on one of my tunes on my set. Ken Hardy is a Cannon Beach fella. He used to work at Cannon Beach Hardware store years and years ago. And picked up the guitar 3 or 4 years ago.
And he has a golden
voice.
Ooh,
he's so great. Michael Corey owns Michael's Music Shop in Cannon Beach, and he is my bass player. And Bill Gaylord is an attorney out of Portland who plays a terrific banjo. He's my banjo player.
So they have like second homes or something? Is that it? Or they just come out for fun?
Yes. Michael lives in town. Bill Gaylord does have a home in Arch Cape. And let's see, I think we've covered Mike Costello and Julie Adams. Julie Adams is a professional photographer out of Cannon Beach.
Okay.
And
but what is she? Does she sing or play music on this?
Say again?
In this, in the Hootenanny, what is she going to be doing?
Julie Adams?
Yeah.
She's singing.
She's
and playing.
Singing.
She and Mike have a duo
and
they play together.
So here's the thing. Cannon Beach is so well known for the visual arts.
Yes.
And the Coaster Theater for the theater arts.
Yes.
But music, you have all these people, and I mean, this is an amazing array of people.
It really is.
And you have the venues that will support them as well, including, I bet Baga's maybe gone by now.
Baga's gone.
But her spirit lasts, and now we have the Coaster Theater picking up the Hootenanny.
Well, the Hootenanny is something that I would do annually at my home.
Ah.
And so what we've done here, and everybody that's on this generally is playing regularly or guest appearances in Cannon Beach at one venue or another. Tomasian and Maggie are at Sweet Basil, and my group, Ken Hardy, and Mike and Julie are at Cannon Beach Hardware and Pub regularly. And so all these folks are pretty regular performers in the area of Cannon Beach.
Well, this is like pulling the curtain aside, if you'll pardon my
No, that's exactly right.
This is terrific.
It's a wonderful opportunity for folks to see some of the talent in Cannon
Beach. Yeah, because, I knew about Tomasian because they do play regularly. But I didn't know about some of these other, including your home. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, that's not out in the newspaper. go to Paul Duber's
don't do that.
House. No, not yet. Okay, so folks, tomorrow night is the best time to get out there and see them all, and then you can find out everything that's happening. The Cannon Beach Hootenanny is tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. until whenever, at the Coaster Theater. And is there anywhere that folks can call for information or they just need to show up?
Call the theater or the Chamber of Commerce. Both places have tickets and they have information.
Okay, and the theater is 1242, I believe. Is that the number?
0609,
I think. That's the office number.
Box office. Yeah.
Box office is 1242. 436-1242. So whatever it is, look it up on the web and be there or catch them wherever they are. Fabulous. I hope you do this again.
I hope so,
and
too.
And again.
We're hoping that this is a first annual.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Wow. All right. We'll we're doing that these days, you know, starting festivals.
That's right.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming
thanks,
Paul
Carol.
Duber.
I appreciate it.
And again, the Hootenanny is tomorrow night at the Coastal Theater featuring Bill Steidel. And Bill, wait a minute. Steidel. Okay, I got it. I'm going to take that E out of the end of his name and then I'll get it right. So thanks so much. And coming up now, I have a piece of music and from Bradley Wick and the Charlatans. And Bradley is going to be playing at the Sand Trap tonight. And then my Astoria Music Festival folks did just drive in. They made it. So they will be in to talk to you about what's going on. Thanks for being here. We're having a blast. Coast Community Radio, KMUN and KTCB, and coastradio.org.
And I met her 2 weeks before she died. She took the train off from Chicago, and she rode in on the back of a dream of a folk music scene that died back in 63. And her dusty old broken beat up guitar case said that she was true, but that's just between me. You could hear it in her voice, she'd really lift it. Not just read it in some old Craig novel or folk song. And she was just like me when she came out to the city. She was too young to know, but man, oh man, she hated the snow. She came looking for the song, she came looking for the moon. She had everything. She was a pretty Midwestern girl. She's looking for a home. It was John who said that she was just like Odysseus, too far from home and waiting for her to live for us. And I guess he was right. And I guess he was right.
Charlatans. Got a good sound. Sorry if I had it up a little loud, folks, but you can catch them tonight at the Sand Trap in Gearhart at 7 o'clock, along with so much going on. But hey, that's the way it is here these days. Well, one of the most exciting things that's going on, and it's not just this weekend, it is for 3 weeks, and I have Woo! If I'm lucky, I'm going to have people coming in each week. And one of the people who helps me with that is here right now. And that's Carrie Lewis, who is, well, Carrie, you've been here every year? Or well, did you miss the first year?
I missed the first several years. I didn't start here until about 5 or 6 years ago. So, and it's been going, what, 10 years, it's, 12,
it's,
11 years?
It feels like it's always been going, but you feel like you've always been here because I depend on you so much for helping me out and keeping us together. And part of that is Carrie is an amazing pianist, and he appears just all throughout the festival. That was the thing, is I was thinking, well, you were next week. No, you're this week. You're tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
So you're going to be doing the Celebrity Chamber Music Matinee with Sergei Antonov, the cellist, whom we've come to love, the young cellist, I might say. And who else is playing tomorrow?
Martin Chalifour, who is a concertmaster of Los Angeles Philharmonic, and Sarah Kwok, who is a concertmaster of the Oregon Symphony.
And she was here earlier, a month or two ago, she came up.
That's right. That's right. We played together in a house concert.
Right,
yes.
Right. So,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm really glad you're here. Now you can maybe relax.
We just did this program last night in Portland as sort of a preview concert to try to get some people in Portland interested in what's happening out here. And there was general amazement. We actually had these program books. I don't know whether you've seen them.
I do.
The real program books.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
And we
seen
had
it
those
yet.
To, yeah. to pass them out, and people were just, I had no idea all that stuff was happening
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, and yeah, a lot of people even locally aren't aware, which is why you are here. And you brought with you Alan Glassman, who is from the Metropolitan Opera.
He claims to be a tenor, but when you hear him talk, you're going to think,
Welcome, Alan.
Hi. Great to be here.
I see what you mean, Carrie. How did you get to be a tenor? What, do you have a huge range, or do you...
I have a huge range. I'm very, very lucky. I always say I'm a baritone with high notes. That's pretty, you know, instead of saying I'm a... But I started as a baritone. In fact, I made my debut at the Met as a baritone, then a year after that, decided to change to tenor.
Who decides to change?
Who decides? Yeah. You have to be out of your mind, number one, to do something like that. You have to have a range. If you have the range, in which I did, I was very fortunate to have the range to do it, and found a wonderful teacher who was able to help me make the transition. And also was James Levine was a big influence of helping me, although I did surprise him when I told him I was thinking of being. But he really helped me through the transition.
So why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, everybody says tenor makes more money. Well, it had nothing to do with that. Really, it didn't. It had to do with it's where I felt comfortable.
Hmm.
It had nothing in the music. I mean, yes, the great music as a tenor.
Don't the tenors always get the girl?
No. Well, on stage, in real life, the baritones get the girl. Because the tenors are too worried about their high notes, so they never get girls. They're back in the hotel room going, make sure it's there, make sure it's there. And the baritone's going, I don't have to worry about high notes.
I sound so masculine.
So, but it's a very difficult change, and I've had a lot of students come to me of wanting to do the same change. It's a very difficult thing to do. There's only been a few people who've been very successful at
so
doing
it. So how long ago were we talking? When did you start?
I you want to hear my starting? We talked. We're both from New York.
Yes.
We're both from Brooklyn.
Yes.
I started Juilliard. I have a very strange life. I started Juilliard at the age of 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Why was
taking
that?
Taking voice lessons because I had a very strange voice. I had a very mature voice for 8 years old, and they took me in at 8 years old at Juilliard. And my voice changed when I was 10. I was a baritone, and I was 10 years
God.
Old.
Mm.
And I have been singing. I started the Met in 1980. And I'm still performing
80,
there.
90.
Yeah,
That's a long time, right?
Yeah.
And when a person matures, as opposed to saying gets older,
yes.
Does your voice go somewhere?
Yeah, I mean it does. My voice has definitely gotten lower. in the last couple of years especially, I have low bass notes now, which is very, but I still have high C's, which is stranger. But I'm doing, for instance, this is the first time I'm trying, we're doing the opera Die Walküre, and this will be my first try of doing Siegmund. And I've done mostly, you know, the Verdi and Puccini, although I've done very dramatic. I've done Otello a lot, which I'll be doing next week.
Oh, good.
And Pagliacci and you know, things like that. But it's been only the last 5 years that really my voice has gotten more dramatic. And everybody changes, you know, your body changes and you just,
well, that's,
you figure it out.
It doesn't happen on piano, though, does it, Carrie?
Oh, of course it happens. I mean, I don't know. The fingers just aren't what they used to be.
Well, the good part is most of us don't realize that because it's still such incredibly high quality. So tomorrow night you will be singing at 7:30, as you said, Siegmund in Wagner at 200. This festival this year is it Wagner and Verdi?
That's right. They're both, they had the misfortune of being born in the same year. And so they always have to share their centenaries and things like that.
Well, and we are the beneficiaries, of course, because this is the program that we're going to be getting is featuring mostly Wagner and Verdi.
We chamber musicians are doing any Wagner or Verdi.
I shouldn't think so.
We're doing other stuff. Yes, you're right. Stravinsky, there's the 100th year of the Rite of Spring, and you've got a Rite of Spring coming in a couple of weeks.
And I am so excited because that is dance
that,
as well.
That will be
as
dance,
music.
And with live music.
Yeah, with live, of course, yes. So, Alan, what else are you going to be singing?
I will be singing the Otello next.
So will
next
you just week. Will you stay here or are you going to fly?
I'm going
to
stay here. No, I'm going to stay here.
Good. So you're going to be around all week, going
I'll
to all the good things.
Enjoying it, and we'll be rehearsing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
There is
right.
that.
Right.
But we have great singers. The singers are really fantastic. Keith has put together a wonderful cast.
Yeah,
very
and is this a staged or a concert?
No, this is just
concert.
A concert. This
okay,
is just concert.
Okay, and we're not even going to, folks. You need to go online. To get all your information about the Astoria Music Festival, because we're not going to do that right now. It's very simple, AstoriaMusicFestival.org. Or you may call the Astoria Music Festival office, which is 503-325-9896. And you may, if you call them right now, you may even get yourself a very special deal for tomorrow night. I'll let them tell you about it. And I'm hoping that Carrie's going to return. We don't have to. No, I looked at the clock. We have 1 minute left because once you're in town, you won't have to drive through through traffic. Because I also want to hear about this Astoria Music Festival Adult Music Camp.
Yeah, there's something to talk about
there's
there.
All kinds of, each year there's something new happening.
The one thing that I want to make sure that you get in this week, even though it's a week ahead of time, is the fact that Sergei, our hotshot cellist, is going to be playing Saturday morning, next Saturday morning, for the kids show.
Yes,
And we're expecting a lot of teenage girls to come out.
If you've ever seen Sergei, I know why. And he's not even a baritone or a tenor.
No,
he's a cello player.
He is one heck of a cello
player. He's adorable,
player.
Though. It's true. And that will be happening at the Performing Arts Center. And I believe our own Nancy Montgomery
that's right,
will be telling the story that's right. with. And again, tomorrow evening is at 7:30 at the Liberty for the Wagner at 4 o'clock. And you can just go there. I mean, that's the beauty of this. You can, if you're from out of town or local, go to the Liberty for the 4 o'clock show, which is featuring Carrie Lewis and Sergei and Martin Chalfour.
Martin.
And is Dvorak and Mendelssohn. Oh, yummy.
Yes.
Oh, yummy.
It's yummy stuff. And wait till you hear the Scriabin.
Of course.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, we had a pitch for your Mendelssohn, though. A couple of weeks ago, we had Camilla Swerdlov saying she is so excited because she loves piano trios. And that's the one show. And then she has to fly off to Ithaca to finish her. She's teaching in a music camp, piano. So
can't falter. Thank you so much for coming in. Alan, welcome to your virgin experience in Astoria on KMUN doing Wagner. You have a lot of virgin experiences right here, and you're so far from home. I hope it's okay. Carrie, thank you always for coming in.
See you next Friday.